There's a boom in companies floating on stock exchanges around the world, and there's evidence plenty of investment novices, weary of earning nothing on bank deposits, are keen to dabble in the market. This year, 115 companies have listed on the Australian Securities Exchange, up 25% on last year, and financial planners say their clients are handing over their cash to buy up the fledgling stocks. While investment returns can reach well into the double digits, financial experts warn investing in companies yet to prove their worth is highly risky. Our business reporter David Taylor has been looking at the trend.
Danielle Akuyei invests in companies that are new to the stock exchange. She says right now it's a goldmine.
Because the market is quite bullish and frothy at the moment, and there's a lot of momentum behind a lot of the new IPOs.
She's made money on some stocks that have shot up after hitting the boards.
Over in the US, I did incredibly well out of Zoom because I held it pretty much post its listing. And as you know, that kind of, went through the roof. I have since sold that.
But she's also lost thousands of dollars on some that flopped shortly after listing.
So in the case of FINEOS, which I bought into, I'm currently sitting on an unrealized loss of 21%, but I'm not selling that stock. In the case of Adore, I'm currently sitting on around a 7% loss.
An initial public offering is when a private company applies to list on the stock exchange, so shares in it can be publicly traded. Danielle Akuyei says record low interest rates are helping drive stocks higher, but investor sentiment is also being propped up by billions in government stimulus and promise of a coronavirus vaccine in 2021. She calls it hot money.
Excuse the expression, but it's kind of like the pump and dump scenario. And I think that's the most difficult part for new investors is to actually work out what's going to be a stayer, what's going to be a high quality stock down the track versus one that's just going to have a whole lot of hot money, a whole lot of momentum, a whole lot of traders moving in. And they go, okay, I've made my 20, 30, 40, 50%, depending on how strong the market is.
The Australian Securities Exchange declined an interview, but told PM it's been a bumper year for company listings. The ASX also said that its pipeline of new listings extended well into the third week of December, when it's normally wrapping up in the first. And it said that it's definitely been some time since we've experienced so many listings in such a concentrated period. James Gerard is a Sydney-based financial planner. It's his job to advise clients whether or not investing in an initial public offering is right for them or not.
And a really good example of that was Aussie Broadband, which is an NBN retailer, which allowed their existing customer base to participate and become shareholders of that company. So we saw quite a lot of our clients contact us who were customers of Aussie Broadband and ask, was it a good investment?
And what sort of returns can investors expect with an IPO?
Typically, the investment banks who help companies go onto the share market try to price the IPOs well so that when the company goes onto the share market, the share price should be pretty stable. But there's a lot of optimism out there in share markets. There's a lot of expected stimulus from governments next year. So what that's meaning is that investors are prepared to pay more money for new companies that come onto the share market, which is meaning that it's not uncommon to see first day closing prices be 50 or 100% higher than what people pay to enter those stocks at the IPO.
James Gerard explains that once you've filled out a prospectus, sent it in, and the company hits the boards of the stock exchange, you can sell out at any time, even minutes after the company lists. It's an opportunity to make a lot of cash quickly. Equally, says Mr. Gerard, you can lose a lot of money in an instant too.
So, for example, if that company that you bought IPO'd for $2 per share, but the share market fell, was only worth a dollar, you could be down 50% on the first day. So it's a little bit of a sort of a venture into the unknown when you buy into an IPO.
And trader Danielle Akuyei warns most amateur investors don't have the stomach for such risky trading activities, especially those who aren't following the market every minute of the day.
Because it takes a long while to determine whether you're holding a really good quality company that is going to turn into, the next CSL or the next ResMed or the next Fortescue, but they don't reveal themselves straight away. And that's the problem for most people. They can't differentiate over a short time span about the quality of the company, the quality and resilience of the earnings, just by looking at the share price and how it reacts on the share market, which is largely driven by short-term traders and momentum and hype and sentiment and all those other things that are going on at the moment.
And the IPO boom is a global phenomenon. According to data provider Refinitiv, businesses raised almost $300 billion through flotations globally in 2020. In Australia this year, companies have raised $5.2 billion from investors.
David Taylor, our business reporter.